Gear down. 3 green. Two of the simplest words in aviation, and one of the most expensive mistakes you can make when they don't happen in the right order. This is Radio Hangar, I'm Tower, and this is ATIS, the show where I take the day's aviation headlines and tell you what they actually mean for the flying you do. Today we're talking about a safety push that started with one airplane community, but has a lesson for every retractable gear pilot listening right now. Before we get into it, a word about who's keeping the lights on today. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, here's what you need to know. The American Bonanza Society, the group that represents owners and pilots of Beechcraft, Bonanzas, Barons, and the rest of that family, is putting real weight behind a campaign aimed at one specific accident type: gear up landings and gear collapses on landing or rollout. That reporting comes to us from AveWeb, which covered the Society's safety effort this week. Now, on the surface, a gear up landing sounds like the kind of accident where everybody walks away. And most of the time they do. Nobody gets hurt. The airplane slides down the runway on its belly. The prop stops. There's a lot of noise and a lot of sparks, and the pilot climbs out embarrassed but fine. Here's the part the headline doesn't tell you. The American Bonanza Society is pointing out that these low-speed, nobody-hurt events frequently end as total losses. The airplane is written off, gone. Think about why. When a Bonanza settles onto its belly, the propeller strikes the runway first. That's an immediate engine teardown, because a prop strike means the crankshaft has to be inspected, and often the engine comes apart for a full evaluation. Then you've got the belly skin, the flap damage, the antennas sheared off underneath. And on many of these airframes, structural damage where the gear doors and the lower fuselage take the load they were never designed to take. Add all of that up on a 50 or 60-year-old airframe, and the repair bill climbs right past what the airplane is worth. The insurance company looks at the numbers, and they don't fix it. They total it, so a landing that hurt no one erases the airplane completely. This affects you if you fly anything with wheels that come up. And that's a much bigger group than just the Bonanza crowd. Retractable Moonies, Pipers, Cessna 210s, the Twins, Warbirds, the whole lot. The Bonanza Society is leading this, but the accident mechanism is universal. Let me give you the two flavors of this, because they're different problems with different fixes. The first is the classic gear-up landing. The pilot simply never put the gear down. This is almost always a broken checklist discipline story. Distraction in the pattern. A go-around that scrambled the flow. An air traffic control instruction that came at the wrong moment. A radio call that pulled attention right when the hand should have been on the gear handle. The pilot flies a beautiful approach, greases it on, and the airplane won't roll because there's nothing under it. The second flavor is the gear collapse. Here the pilot did put the gear down, or thought they did, but the gear folds on touchdown or during the rollout. That can be a mechanical failure, a hydraulic problem, an unlocked downlock, or a gear that was never fully extended and locked in the first place. This one is trickier, because the pilot did their job and the machine let them down. But even here, a lot of collapses trace back to maintenance, to worn components, or to ignoring the enunciation that the gear wasn't actually locked. So what does the American Bonanza Society actually want you to do about it? What's the takeaway they're pushing? It comes down to three things, and none of them are expensive. First, use the checklist every single time and treat the gear as a verified item, not a memory item. The pros do this. On final gear down, 3 green, confirmed out loud, you say it, you point at it. Green, green, green. Some of the best retrack pilots I know touch the gear handle and say the words on every approach, even after 40 years, precisely because they know the day they skip it is the day the pattern gets busy. Second, build a gear check that fires more than once. A common technique is to drop the gear at a fixed, repeatable point, abeam the numbers or at glide slope intercept, and then re-verify on final, and then verify one more time before the flare. Three checks. Because the whole danger of a gear up is that a single misstep has no backup. Redundancy in your procedure is what catches the one time your attention broke. Third, and this is the one people skip, maintain the system. A gear collapse is often the airplane telling you about a problem it had been hinting at for a while. Sluggish extension, a gear that needs a nudge, a downlock that's been marginal. If your retract is doing anything other than exactly what it's supposed to, every time, that's a squawk, not a quirk. Get it looked at before it decides to fold on a runway. There's a cultural piece here too, and I think it's the smartest part of what the society is doing. They're trying to take the shame out of the near miss, because here's the reality. A lot of pilots have a gear-up story that almost happened. The horn went off. The tower said, check gear down. A passenger noticed. The pilot caught it themselves at 200 feet and shoved the handle down with their heart in their throat. Those stories are gold. They're free lessons, but pilots don't share them, because admitting you almost landed gear-up feels like admitting you're not a good pilot. And that silence means the next person doesn't learn from it. The American Bonanza Society is trying to change that. Trade the war stories. Normalize the almost. Because the accident record shows that the gear-up landing is not a rookie problem. High-time experienced. Current pilots do this, and they do it precisely because they're comfortable. And comfort is where the checklist gets loose. Now let me flag one thing as opinion, not gospel. There's an ongoing debate about technology as the answer here. Aural gear warnings tied to throttle position and flap position, automatic systems, aftermarket alerts, and those help. I'm all for another layer of protection. But the data on gear-ups is pretty clear that the warning horn is often blaring during the accident. The pilot heard it and didn't process it because their brain had already filed the landing as normal. So technology is a backstop, not a fix. The fix is the discipline and the procedure. The machine can shout at you, but it can't put the handle down for you. Let me bring this all the way back to the person listening. If you fly a retract, do this on your next flight. Pick your gear extension point and make it religious. Same spot, every pattern. Say the words out loud. Three green, even when you're alone in the airplane. And if your gear has been doing anything weird, write it up and get it fixed. Those three habits cost you nothing and they protect an airplane that if you belly it in, insurance is very likely to write off completely. The whole point the Bonanza folks are making is that this is one of the most preventable total losses in general aviation. Nobody gets hurt and the airplane still dies. That's a maddening way to lose a good machine. That reporting comes from AveWeb's flight safety coverage, and the safety campaign itself is the work of the American Bonanza Society. If you want to dig deeper into any of the day's headlines, you can always find us at radiohanger.com. Gear down. Three green. Say it every time and mean it. I'm Tower. Fly the checklist, not the memory.